Hello, here's Andreas Kisser from Sepultura, and you are listening to Heavy Demons. Enjoy!
So, dear Andreas, psychologist Carl Gustav Jung theorized the concept of quaternity and stated that number four is the archetype of wholeness, of completeness. What can you tell us about the album's title, Quadra?
Yes, it's the source, the main source of influence was the number four, actually,
okay.
You know, but it is an influence that I found on the book Quadrivium, mm-hmm. by John North. You know, Quadrivium talks about the four liberal arts, cosmology, geometry, music, and mathematics, you know, yeah. And on Quadrivium also they have meanings for every number. And one of the other meanings, besides this one you mentioned, you know, is that number four is the time of manifestation, you know, where everything happens, mm-hmm. The number of present, you know, which is a subject that we always touch on Sepultura's music and everything we do in our career, you know, since Kairos maybe was very much connected to this idea of the present, no past, no future, but everything happens now, you know. So that was the starting point, you know, number four. Everything today is algorithms, you know, numbers kind of control our choices based on what we watch or what we buy, thing, you know. And Quadra came from that, you know. Yeah. Quadra because of the geometrical form, mm-hmm. and because of the concept of Quadra. Quadra is a name of a sports court, yeah. in Portuguese, like a basketball court or a tennis court, you know, yeah. which is what, by definition, is this delimited space where you have a certain set of rules where the game takes place, you know, yeah. which is life itself. I mean, Italy is a quadra, Brazil is a quadra with a set of rules, the idea of religion, of politics, or what is communism, what is capitalism, what is, you know, religions all over the world, and which kind of school did you went through, you know. Quadra, mainly, it's here to ask, why do you believe in the ideas you believe? And most important, why you defend them, you know, where they came from. You know, just because they came from school or from certain university, I mean, it doesn't mean they're necessarily true, you know. We see throughout history, you know, according to certain political moves, dictatorships and stuff, education changes all the time, you know. Values changes and concepts changes and stuff, you know. So I guess Quadra is here really to question, you know, starting with yourself. Why do we believe in the self we believe?
Yeah, and tell us something about the beautiful artwork of Quadra. Also, there will be many different physical versions available, am I right?
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, Nuclear Blast is great with that, you know.
Yeah.
They have really, every release, you know, with every band, they really put out a lot of extra stuff because the metal fan really love that stuff, you know. The metal fan is a fan that doesn't buy bootleg stuff.
Yeah.
They like to buy the official thing, you know, and it keeps the whole scene, the metal scene, very strong, you know, because the money goes to the right place, you know, to the label, to the bands, and to everyone that really working towards, you know, the project and everything. And the cover, it's a coin, you know, that represents, of course, money, which is our first rule of this quadra, you know, of this way of living. It doesn't matter what stuff you believe, religion or politics, you know, money is involved in every society, human society around the world, you know. And basically it represents that, you know, our prime rule, our way, how we judge people, if they're rich, if they're poor, if they can deal with my family, or if they're too poor or too rich to deal with my family, you know, money really separates people, you know, in classes, in different classes, and which is also like an illusional concept, you know. So that's why it represents, you know, it's one of the rules, and maybe the main rule of life, you know. You need money for everything, you know, to be born, to buy a passport, or to buy visas, to travel, to die. Even to die, you need money, you know, otherwise you wouldn't be buried.
Yeah, definitely. And what shall the fans expect, either musically and lyrically, from Quadra? From what I've heard, it's very diverse, a lot of influences in it.
Yeah, definitely. Most of the influences are our own influences from our own career, you
yeah.
know, different albums that we made, percussion and orchestras, and, you know, we have choirs and the thrash metal influence and the groove and, you know, melody and stuff, and clean classical guitars, you know, we do the stuff that we love, you know. Everything can be have a heavy intention and intensity. It doesn't necessarily mean you need to use distortion everywhere, you know. Of course, you have different ways of expressing the songs, and because the concept is so wide, is so open, you know, we talk about everything on the album, lyrically. Derek did all the lyrics. He did an amazing job. I think it's his best job, not only writing but also performing. You know, he's one of the best singers in the scene right now, without a doubt. You know, and we talk about depression. We talk about politics. We talk about food. We talk about the prison system. We talk about you know, religion, everything. You know, yeah, that is a part of society. You know, we just we see today, you know, with the internet and conspiracy theories and fake news, and, you know, there's a lot of new perspective on the same subjects, you know, that we learned in school for a long time ago. And now we have at least the possibility to debate, you know, different possibilities and ideas.
And what can you tell us about working with such a consolidated lineup in the last years?
That's the best, you know, that's the best. It only helps the music and everything. We feel like a unit, as never before, you know. This is the best Sepultura time in history. Not only stage, we really respect each other, you know, we talk to each other, we know our families, we're friends, you know. We're not only professional partners, you know, yeah, going to the stage just to get our paycheck, you know. We really enjoy to be with each other. We build this thing together, you know, and it's the managers are in place, you know. We have a beautiful crew. We have the best label in the world for metal, and we are just really prepared and ready for Quadra, you know, to put it out, and really excited about February 7th.
Is there something you miss and you don't miss of the days with the Cavalera brothers?
I don't miss anything because I'm here today, you know. Yeah. I mean, everything that happened is a learning experience, you know. If you miss something, you regret something, you leave some part of you in the past, you know. You lose energy, you lose focus, you lose the present, and you know, you lose life itself, you know. You're going to be in the past just thinking about stuff that it doesn't exist anymore, you know. So I simply don't think about that stuff, you know. I'm really here now. It's very good to be in the present, alive and doing stuff, you know. Every day that I wake up, you know, and that we wake up, we do a new Sepultura, you know. We create this band every day. Nothing is for granted, you know. Our history is history, you know. The name says, you know, it's in the past. And we're here now, you know.
Outside Sepultura, but inside Brazil, what do you think about the renowned Tropicália music movement that spread in Brazil during the 60s?
Well, I was born in 1968, you know. I'm 51 years old, and the influence of Tropicália during those days, of course, was zero, you know, because my father and my mother didn't listen to that kind of music, you know. Of course, they listened to music, they listened to samba and country music and classical stuff, you know, but that kind of that music, it came later into my life, okay, of course, you know, and of course was important, you know. Tropicália really showed a new Brazil culturally, you know, that actually started in Bahia. Brazil started in Bahia, you know, where the Portuguese first saw the country and the land and everything, according to history, of course, you know. You never know that it's true, and most of the time there are lies. Yeah. But anyway, according to the official, you know, history, you know, that's where Brazil started, you know. So Bahia is a very important state in Brazil, not only for Tropicália, but for Bossa Nova as well, you know. João Gilberto is one of the main Bossa Nova guys, probably the creator of everything. He comes from Bahia, and he has also a very strong rock scene, you know, with Raul Seixas and Camisa de Vênus, and more recently Pitty, you know, that have like represented that the rock from that part of the world, you know. So, and Tropicália really changed the possibilities of expression here in Brazil, especially in the dictatorship, you know, that was going on during since 1964 to 1985, basically, no?
Yeah, it was also very experimental because artists like Tom Zé did experimental things not to get caught by the dictatorship and talk about it, actually.
Yeah, I mean, in a sense, the censorship and dictatorship really helped, you know, the musicians and artists and lyricists and poets to be more creative, you know, really to go around the stupidity of censorship, you know, because they were all idiots, you know, looking for specific words and stuff like that, while they could be more poetic and really express their ideas, like Chico Buarque, you know, and Caetano Veloso, and of course Tom Jobim and stuff, you know, all of them.
What kind of music do you like to listen to outside the heavy metal area?
I like to I don't listen music that much, actually. You know, I'm not a music hunter.
Okay.
I rather spend my time with my guitar and playing and studying. You know, I study a lot of classical music, whatever I can, you know. So basically, I listen to a lot of that world.
Shall the Italian fans expect a headlining tour in the future? Next year, maybe?
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. We've been doing a lot of Italian press and stuff, and it's been a very amazing response, you know. And for sure, Italy, it's in our plans. And to at the end of 2020, we're going to be in Italy. I really don't know how many cities and how long we're going to be in the country. But very soon, after the summer festivals, we're going to announce the package and the routing and the dates, you know.
Yeah, and what shall the fans expect from your headlining tour? Of course, Quadra almost in its entirety.
A lot of people are asking for that. Give us some time really to learn.
To learn
how to put that album on stage. Actually, we're working on that right now, you know, because we have a lot of elements and stuff. And of course, the choirs and the strings, we're going to work with samples the same way we did on the Machine Messiah tour and stuff, you know. So it's going to be exciting, man. We're going to play as much as we can from Quadra, but we cannot forget, you know, our history and stuff. But eventually, you know, who knows, we could do this album entirely in a special show or something. But I don't think it's the case for next year, you know.
Yeah, especially the songs from Guardians of Earth on till the end are very unique. A unique sound and
style. Definitely, yeah, very much. And but they're very much doable, you know, for sure. And we definitely gonna work, and we definitely gonna present the whole album. We're gonna be ready to present any song of the album. You know, that's the I'm gonna say. But which one and how many we're gonna play, we're gonna decide in the next rehearsals and the next meetings we're gonna have. You know.
Yeah. So which final message and greeting would you send out to the Italian fans of Sepultura?
Italy is always a special place for Sepultura. You know, we have so much in common, Brazil and Italia. And we always love to play there. And you know, thank you very much for all the support throughout all these years. Quadra is a very special album. And we can't wait, you know, to go celebrate with our Italian fans next year, you know. So be aware on our social media, you know, around dates and touring and stuff, and we see each other soon.